and you mentioned pulling the sorghum down. What did you call that, that thing at the top of the corn stalk?
The tassel.
I see.
Yeah.
And the soft material that's in the end of a cob that you have to pull
silks,
off?
Yeah, silks.
On
the silk. It had a silk, corn had a silk on it, and the silks.
Uh-huh. And did you ever go to the woods and look for these little things that have caps in the stalk that you can grow in dark, moist places?
Oh, you mean pick them off of a vine?
No, these grow in dark, moist ground under trees. Some, I don't know, mushrooms or?
Oh, yeah. Well, I never eat them. There's one kind that you can eat and some that's poisonous. So I didn't think I'd care anything about them. I had both. You can, because I don't like the taste of them, flavor.
Don't like
so
them.
I just never had food with them.
Uh-huh. And, let's see, I think we covered the... Oh, at Christmas, did you ever have a special fruit or special nuts at Christmas that would be brought in
from Dunbar Community, that little store? They didn't have them. They furnished the grocers, but they'd have to be shipped in from other places, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The raisins and nuts, English walnuts, and oranges.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, some people can keep apples all winter. They had good cellar.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have cellar. We didn't have the late apples. We tried to, some years we could keep the kefir pear until Christmas. They'd be just about all mush by then.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a good place to keep them. I imagine if we had, we could have kept them.
Did that little store ever bring in any seafood?
Oh yes, salmon and mackerel. And that's about all we're going in there. Now they have different things, mm-hmm. different kinds of canned meat.
Do they have oysters and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they bring them home some.
Uh-huh.
And where we lived, the ones that ran that store at Dunbar, if you're interested in old places, now there's one, real Angust. Not because it's all not all different because it's my community, but just because there's a lot of history with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, my daddy, after they'd get the crop laid by, or they'd make ties, and he'd haul them with a wagon team to Swallow Bluff. Well, they'd bring out the stuff that he shipped by boat, you know, to Swallow Bluff. They'd haul it out and haul it to the store at Dunbar. And of course, sometimes they'd come by train to Parson, and then on a mail car or a mail hack, it was then, out to Decatur. Then on from there, you know, always had to go all that round there before it get to the store. Of course, it was something we looked forward to, you know.
Mm-hmm. But they would bring in seafood from New Orleans and.
Yeah, and oranges.
Mm-hmm.
It was a special treat.
Did you ever have any of those nuts that are thin and flat? I think they come from California, sort of a light shell.
Oh, yeah. They have different kinds of nuts.
Uh-huh. And did you grow any pecans here? Or?
Yes, they do grow pecans here. There's not many people, I don't think, that have pecans. At least I don't hear anything said about it. If there is. I buy them.
Uh-huh.
And I use them in cooking.
You mentioned that your father bought some trees. Did he buy enough for an entire